Thousands of Amazon workers on Staten Island in New York City begin voting today on whether to form a union. A yes vote could mean the company will have its first unionized warehouse in the U.S. Here's WNYC's Gwen Hogan.
At a recent rally at a bus stop on Amazon's Staten Island compound, blue Prime trucks zipped by the small crowd gathered, honking in support. The organizers behind the Staten Island union drive have been at it for months, talking to workers in break rooms, phone banking, and now their first big test. 8,000 workers are eligible to cast ballots on whether they want a union. Derek Palmer spoke to the crowd.
Amazon treats these workers like pawns on a chessboard. They treat them like pawns.
They want hour-long lunch breaks rather than the 30 minutes they get now. They want higher base pay. Workers here start at $18.25 an hour.
But I guarantee if we win this election, they're going to treat them like kings and queens.
This week's vote is the culmination of 2 years of organizing. A group of workers worried about COVID walked off the job in March of 2020. Some were fired soon after. One of those fired workers, Chris Smalls, is now the president of the Amazon Labor Union. It's a new group not affiliated with any existing union.
Amazon says every day is day one, and it is day one for us because we ain't going nowhere. We here to stay.
Amazon has met their efforts with fierce opposition. Last month, they had 3 organizers arrested on company property. The company has hung massive vote no banners inside the warehouse, and employees are regularly pulled into mandatory training sessions where workers are dissuaded from voting yes, like this one.
We're going to talk about an organization you probably have heard of, the ALU.
It was recorded by an employee last November and shared with NPR. The manager is calling the Amazon Labor Union a third party.
Amazon and third parties. What's our philosophy on third parties? Our philosophy is that we believe the direct relationship between us is preferred.
An Amazon spokesperson says employees have the choice whether or not to join a union. They say employees have access to health care and a 401k with a company match. And Amazon denies any violations of federal labor laws, though attorneys for the Amazon Labor Union have filed dozens of charges against the company. Outside the warehouse on a recent afternoon, workers march to and from the bus stop across the street.
Have a good shift.
Some say they're not sure how they'll vote. But others have made up their mind. David declined to give his full name because he feared professional ramifications. He's voting no.
For what? If everybody's just packed boxes, you want to get paid like a manager or to be a manager.
But Sade Clark disagrees.
Voting yes, of course. I'm all for the union. They told me to vote no, and I don't trust any corporation telling me what to do anyway.
The election ends next Wednesday, and the vote tally is expected a few days after that. But workers here say this is just the beginning. Next month, a second vote is scheduled for the warehouse right across the street.
What do we really want? A strong union.
For NPR News, I'm Gwen Hogan in New York.
Billionaires, they gotta go. Billionaires, they gotta go. Billionaires.